St. Thomas was the bravest among the 11, because after the resurrection of our Lord, they were all fearful. They were hiding in the upper room with the door locked for fear of persecution. But Thomas wasn't there. Thomas was out there somewhere, not afraid. And the Lord appeared to the 10 without Thomas, who were scared. But after the first apparition of the resurrected Lord, the second time Thomas was there, and they were in that same room, and the door was still locked. The Lord appeared to all of them and received the profession of faith from Thomas. So you see, it is wrong for us to label Thomas as the doubting Thomas. We should label him the brave Thomas. But what did the Lord say to the disciples right after his resurrection? I mean, this is the first time he appeared to them. So whatever he said to them must be the most important message, would you imagine? I mean, here's the man who suffered and died on the cross, buried in the tomb, and rose from the dead, and he appeared to his loved ones, his students, his disciples. The first thing he said to them must be very important. What did he say? He did not say to them, go out and tell the people that they are good and continue to be good. It's all good now that I have risen from the dead. Don't worry about anything anymore. Just be good. He didn't tell them to say that. He said to them, go and forgive sins. The sins that you forgive, I forgive. The sins that you don't forgive, I don't forgive. This is the most important message of the resurrected Lord. To have people forgiven for their sin. And it wasn't just he suffered and died and he rose from the dead and every sin is forgiven. No. The forgiveness of sin continue. And he commissioned the disciples to do that on his behalf. And this is why, my brothers and sisters, when you wonder and you hear other Catholics or non-Catholics say to you, why do I have to go to confession? Well, now you know. It's just the most important thing that the resurrected Lord taught the disciples to do. But why does he care? Why does he care? Why does he care that we are forgiven? Why does he care about us making sure, providing for us so that our sins can be forgiven? Why does he care? Why is it to him? How does it matter to him? He is now the resurrected Lord, the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. In 40 days, he goes back to heaven, and he is God. Why does he care about us sinning or not sinning so that he provides for our sins to be forgiven? Why does he care? Of course, our answer is because he loves us. Well, then the next question is, why does he love us? Why does God love us? I mean, my brothers and sisters, as human beings, we need to forgive. I mean, we don't like to forgive, but we need to forgive. We all know this because we experience this in our life. When we don't forgive, we grow inside of us this hurt. And then the hurt becomes bitterness and becomes anger. And it eats us up on the inside. Even though we still don't want to forgive, we all know that we need to forgive. Because as human beings, that's just the way our nature is. We all know that we need to be forgiven. We all know that we need to love, because if we don't love, we'll be very lonely. We'll dry up. We'll become bitter. We all know that as human beings, we need to be loved, because if we are not loved, what a suffering as a human person. We just simply need it. Therefore, we do our best to forgive. We do our best to be forgiven. We do our best to love. And we do our best to be loved in order to live more, how do you say, humanly. But God is not human. God is God. God in of himself is love. He doesn't need love from us. He doesn't have to love us. He doesn't need us to love him. He doesn't need to forgive anyone. And if we are not forgiven and all go to hell, so what? Well, because he loves us. Why does he love us? He is all complete and perfect and love itself. So if he doesn't love us, he doesn't miss a thing. If we don't love him, he doesn't miss a thing. He is God, almighty, all perfect, all love, all pure, all good. So the question that the church wants us to ask today is this question that the church gives us an answer that is not really an answer, because it's such a mystery. Why does God care? Why does God love us? Why does God care to provide ways for us to receive forgiveness of sins? Why? What difference does it make to him? Nothing, the answer is. So why? The church tells us, because God is merciful. Because God is merciful. And we kind of know the definition of mercy, right? I mean, if we receive what we deserve, that's justice, right? But if we receive something good that we don't deserve, that's mercy. So God, in his infinite goodness, who doesn't need us, he doesn't need to forgive us, he doesn't need to love us, he doesn't need us to love him, he doesn't need us at all. But it is in his mercy that he chooses to want us, to love us, to forgive us. And so the church has established for us today, the second Sunday of Easter, to celebrate God's mercy, the divine mercy. And the Lord Jesus appeared to Saint Faustina and gave her the revelation of the divine mercy. And I want to read to you some of the quotes that the Lord Jesus tells Saint Faustina, so that we can kind of know what we are about today, tomorrow, the Divine Mercy Sunday. So the Lord Jesus said to Saint Faustina, I promise that the soul that will venerate the image of divine mercy, which we have for you right in front of you today, I promise that the soul that will venerate this image of divine mercy will not perish. I also promise victory over its enemies already here on earth, especially at the hour of death. I myself will defend it, the soul, as my own glory. The two rays denote blood and water, these two rays issued from the very depth of my tender mercy when my agonized heart was opened by a lance on the cross. These rays shield souls from the wrath of my Father. I desire that the first Sunday after Easter be the Feast of Mercy. Whoever approaches the fount of life on this day will be granted complete remission of sins and punishment. Mankind will not have peace until it turns with trust to my mercy. Whoever will recite the Divine Mercy Chaplet will receive great mercy at the hour of death. The souls that say this chaplet will be embraced by mercy during their lifetime and especially at the hour of their death. Souls who spread the honor of my mercy at the hour of death, I will not be a judge for them, but the merciful Savior. The prayer most pleasing to me is prayer for the conversion of sinners. Know, my daughter, St. Faustina, that this prayer is always heard and answered. My mercy is greater than your sins and those of the entire world. To priests who proclaim and extol my mercy, I will give wondrous power. I will anoint their words and touch their hearts of those to whom they will speak. I pray the Divine Mercy every day. The Divine Mercy Chaplet is a priest. When hardened sinners say it, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, I will fill their souls with peace and the hour of their death will be a happy one. Finally, at 3 o'clock, meaning 3 o'clock tomorrow, Divine Mercy Sunday, implore my mercy, especially for sinners, and if only for a brief moment, immerse yourself in my passion, particularly in my abandonment at the moment of agony. I will refuse nothing to the soul that makes a request of me in virtue of my passion. So those are words that the Lord Jesus, who appeared to St. Faustina, gave to her to pass on to us. The Church accepted them as divine revelation and established this feast. So tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I will lead the Divine Mercy Chaplet with the help of the musician. We will pray it in song, and we will have the Blessed Sacrament exposed by 2:30. So it will be a 1 hour for us to give devotion to the Divine Mercy. You heard from the Lord Jesus. It's up to you whether you take it or not. But the Lord Jesus has made it available to each and every one of us, this mercy of God. So now, what is the difference between the revelation of the Divine Mercy and the mercy of God? I mean, we've always known that God is merciful throughout the whole Bible. The Old Testament is about God's mercy, how God keeps forgiving God's people, even though they kept turning away from Him, and He kept forgiving them. So what's new about this feast of the Divine Mercy? Well, you see, what's new is this. Until the revelation to St. Faustina of the Divine Mercy, we've always seen the mercy of God as one of the great attributes of God. You see, God is love, God is merciful, God is kind, God is patient. All of those virtuous things that we hope to have come from God. And so we've always seen mercy of God as one of the attributes of God. Well, when He appeared to St. Faustina, He revealed basically that the mercy of God is a person, not an attribute of God. And that person is the resurrected Lord. And so during this Easter season, we are celebrating the Lord resurrected from the dead. He's alive. And He is the mercy of God. And He's inviting all of us to come to that great gift that God gives to us. So tomorrow at 2:30, please come to the church so that we can, as a family of faith here at Holy Family, to give honor, glory, and great devotion to the divine mercy, not just an attribute of God, but the resurrected Lord himself.